the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. McCann here at the American Student Network and our site. Yes, this morning is Stacy Lynn from the Colorado area. Now, Stacy has been working very hard in Colorado to expose ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Issues. It is a subversive organization. Most people in America, like I was 50 years ago, believe, oh, communism is the enemy. Communism is going to get us. We've got to have a powerful military to protect us from the wicked Russians or the wicked Chinese, because we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of both Russia and China, the military potential. We're transferring much of our industrial production to China. Why would you do that if it's a military enemy? Why would you transfer your military technology to China, so much of your military production? If communism is the enemy and the wicked communists are going to threaten us, why was it when the chief communist murderer, a man named Gorbachev, who was responsible for the communist invasion of Afghanistan and for the murder of all those little children who picked up the toys that were dropped from planes because they were really bombs designed to blow off the hands and feet of little tiny children, helpless children. When Gorbachev was displaced as the dictator of Russia, why, he was allowed to rent a area at the Presidio in San Francisco, one of the most prestigious areas in our nation. Do you think you and I could enter, could rent a large area in the Presidio? And then when Gorbachev put on the State of the World Forum meetings, all of America's elite from the Brotherhood of Darkness attended. I mean, does that make sense to you? Maybe we're not getting the truth. Maybe the enemy is not in Russia. Maybe the enemy is right here. In fact, the major force behind communism is right here, working within America to circumvent our Constitution and centralize power with subversive organizations like ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Issues. And, of course, it is all an effort to circumvent our Constitution, which protects our property rights and personal rights. ICLEI, like all of the Agenda 21 organizations, financed by our great tax-exempt foundations that have been financing communism and socialism for the better part of a century. If you doubt that, you need to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. You'll see, find it in our talk on the dangerous deception. Well, Stacy's been on the front lines of this battle, exposing this subversive movement, but has paid a terrible price for it because she's been targeted and they have essentially kidnapped her child. Stacy, come on and you tell our listeners what's happened to you as a result of your opposition to ICLEI and Agenda 21, this subversive movement here in America aimed at destroying the freedom of the American people. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you again for having me on. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
You go ahead.
Well, you were talking about ICLEI and Agenda 21, and a lot of people, if they're listening for the first time, are probably not believing what you're saying. However, because of the work of you and Michael Shaw and Tom DeWeese, for decades you've been working on getting the truth out to the people. These issues have become mainstream now. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents are all talking about Agenda 21 and ICLEI and trying to stop the basic invasion of their local communities. So thank you for your work for decades on this. I have been targeted by the officials in Larimer County because of my work over the past 4 years. I mainly focused on trying to help small business owners protect their businesses from these destructive policies that Agenda 21 brings to town. I was successful in helping these small business owners and then helped other communities throughout Colorado do the same thing. That made some powerful people unhappy, and they took advantage of a so-called child custody case. Worked hard against me in that case, and my son was illegally taken from me on December 21st of 2011. He has been gone for 5 months. He had never been alone with the individual who has him now in his entire 8.8 years. CPS, Child Protective Services, and the Department of Human Services were never involved in our case because there was never any reason for them. There have been no accusations or allegations against me as far as my parenting skills. I am an excellent mother. The prosecution's own witnesses testified to that same fact. So they ripped my son out of his healthy and stable, thriving life and have placed him in a horrifying situation. I have not seen my son for 27 days, and I have not heard his voice for 7 days.
And isn't he living in a horse stable or something like that?
He does say that he lives in a horse trailer part of the time, and as I understand it, he is planning to spend most of his summer in a horse trailer. Of course, there is a court order that the perpetrator has violated numerous times. The interesting thing to note is that I was arrested for not violating a court order, and it remains to be seen whether somebody who actually does violate a court order will be arrested as well.
Now, what was the court order you're speaking of?
The court order changed custody from me to the individual who had never been alone with my son. He ripped, this court order ripped my son from his life. The court order now allows me to see my son twice per month. However, that is being violated, so I'm not allowed to even do that.
And how are you prevented? They just won't let you see him? This is the father of your child.
That's
that
correct.
Right? All right. And has he ever really been involved? Has he contributed to the support of your son? Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, I guess this morning, Stacy Lynn, of course, this is obviously a case of retribution for her political activity, and of course, this father had he been financially or regularly contributing to the support of your son, and certainly, what was the basis of taking the son from you, who'd raised him, and giving it to the father, who obviously doesn't have a stable home facility?
Well, the he had paid some support off and on. But he had not been present in my son's life for probably more than 1% of my son's entire life. He had never been a parent. He had never fed him. He had never spent the night with him alone. He just was not involved. He was actually out of the state, as far as we know, for a very long time. Was willfully went away and left us on numerous occasions. So the basis for giving my son to this person who had not been a parent to him ever was political retaliation. The judge who did this to us, her name is Julie Coons Field, and she violated the best interest of the child statute, blatantly is committing child abuse by forcing my son to be ripped from his stable life and into a life of unknown chaos.
And what was the justification for her decision?
There was no justification. She didn't give any findings, of course. She just entered the order and issued it effective immediately. I wasn't served the permanent order, and that led to my illegal arrest, and I was illegally jailed. The sheriff's department also illegally tapped my cell phone. This all happened in December.
Can you prove that your phone was tapped?
Yes, they admitted it. They threw an open records request.
Did they have a warrant to do that? Did they have a warrant?
They did not have a warrant for that. They did not have a valid warrant for my arrest. They did not have a warrant for my wiretap.
All right. Have you been able to get a decent lawyer? Because you can go after the sheriff's department and get a great deal of money from them. And that's the only way that you can retaliate is by certainly embarrassing them, let the public realize, of course, they have become a political organization joining in this subversive movement and attack against you.
Yes, on February 10th, 2012, we filed a lawsuit against the Larimer County Sheriff and his deputies, who are guilty of violating my rights and breaking criminal statutes.
All right, fine. Now, what is the status of that lawsuit?
We were required to give them a 90-day notice, and so now we're moving into the next phase of that where we will actually file the specific suit. The interesting thing is on May 3rd.
Can you trust your lawyer, do you think?
My attorneys are working hard on that lawsuit, and I am still I'm putting a request out for a pro bono attorney to handle the next major issue that I would like to talk about right now, and that is some friends and I thought maybe I was being followed by the sheriff's department just through a string of coincidences I was talking to them about, and so we decided to look underneath my vehicle on May 3rd, and we did find a GPS tracking device attached to the rear bumper of my car.
Oh, it's a criminal activity on their part, for installing that. Can you verify that and prove that in court?
Yes, actually, we took the device to the Weld County Sheriff's Office, and they traced the serial numbers to the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff has admitted to the Fort Collins, Coloradoan that they did place that device without a warrant, and that they have been following me secretly for 5 months.
All right, fine. Well, then, when will your case get into court?
These cases have to be settled within 1 year. So we've already gone through 100 days. So we don't have much time left. So the good news is that it has to be resolved within a year.
All right, fine. Will you have a jury trial?
I will demand a jury trial, of course, and I'll be asking for 12 jurors. It will be held in federal court in Denver, so at least we won't be in Larimer County. But most people don't believe that this will go to a jury trial. They believe that Larimer County will want to settle out of court because
well, don't you let them settle out of court. I mean, you've got to get this thing publicized, and you have to take a large sum of money, not for yourself, but the only way, of course, you're going to stop this sort of fascist activity on the part of these people. And there should be a criminal case brought against them as well, because this is more than just violation of civil rights. This is criminal activity. Will anybody in the federal government think of a criminal case against the criminal local law enforcement agencies?
Well, that's a great question. I'm so glad you brought it up, because I met with District Attorney Larry Abrahamson and his chief investigator, Elliot Phelps, last week, and the district attorney stated that he would begin an investigation into possible criminal violations by Sheriff Justin Smith. That is on the record. He did consent to being recorded when he said that. And so what we're looking at right now, as far as the criminal violations against Sheriff Justin Smith, would be stalking, harassment, intimidating a witness or victim, aggravated intimidation of a witness or victim, official oppression, first-degree official misconduct, and second-degree official misconduct. That's just a short list of the criminal violations that Sheriff Smith and his deputies have committed against me.
Now, the thing is that this has got to get publicity. Are you getting any help getting the information out?
Yes, and I never thought I would say this, but the Fort Collins, Colorado, and our local newspaper has a new editor. His name is Josh Autry. He has committed to holding local government accountable, and they are embarking on a watchdog journalism goal. We have had two stories in the local paper so far, and one very strong article, an editorial opinion by the editorial board, actually is talking about law enforcement retaliation in my case. So they're doing a fabulous job.
Well, that's wonderful. And basically, the thing is that there are good people within the media, and if they are given the latitude to cover this, I mean, I've personally had editors tell me that there are things they'd like to do, but they're not allowed to. They'd like to take strong positions, but they do what they're told. Obviously, the people who are controlling the newspaper giving the editor latitude, and hopefully that paper will not be bought up. Because you have to understand that people on the other side have unlimited sums of money. They tie into the banking system. They can create money out of nothing. And they bought up most of our newspapers. But thank goodness the local one's getting you information. How about radio and television? Are you getting much help from them?
Yes, Channel 7, the local ABC affiliate, I believe, also ran a story on the tracking device, and that was major as well. People do still watch the local news. The GPS tracking device is getting a lot of attention because not only is it a violation of the Fourth Amendment, of course, but there was just a landmark decision by the United States Supreme Court in January of this year reaffirming that the Fourth Amendment does apply. It has always applied. And a GPS tracking device is actually an illegal search if there is no warrant. And because there was no warrant, and they were following me for 5 months, the amount of damages that this is going to...
What was the sheriff's justification for this when he admitted it?
Well, it appears that they were just trying, because I am suing them, it appears they were trying to catch me doing something wrong or
Well, wait a minute. They, if they're being sued, they don't have the right to begin tracking you to protect themselves from a lawsuit. I mean, they have to are just as subject to the law as anybody else, or they think they're above the law because they have badges.
Well, they actually claimed that they put the tracking device on my car in December because I had they accused me of kidnapping my son. However, I had not been served a court order when they accused me of kidnapping my son. So I was basically ambushed by the judge and law enforcement because they had issued an order that I didn't know about. And when I went to pick up my child...
How could they do that and then hold you responsible for it?
Pardon?
How could they do that? And isn't the judge liable for her actions if she is acting in concert with the sheriff's department?
She is. She's liable for that, as well as child abuse and a number of statutory violations. She's also violated the canons, the judicial canons of Colorado, and so I am looking for a pro bono attorney to sue her as well. And so these people are committing crimes and violating the United States Constitution. We have a dual problem here.
All right. Well, my telephone number, of course, is 877-254-7524 if you're out there in the listening audience. But this is what happens if you take a strong stand against these wicked people. And certainly we've heard this same story from Donna Taylor, who, of course, his son was at Columbine, and they were suing one of the major drug companies because, of course, the boys, Klebold and Harris, who had gunned down so many of the fellow students there. Both of these boys at Sutty have been on Luvox, and one of them had actually been sexually violated by a sexual by a police officer, and they had to cover that up, and then of course the family was told, if you dare to actually sue the drug companies, you know, they will crush you, they'll come after you, and so all the other families involved in the lawsuits, because both of these boys were using these drugs to create homicidal and suicidal tendencies. They settled. Donna did not. And they took her son away. They've got him in a mental institution. So drugged, he can barely stand. He's perfectly normal. But this is how they retaliate against you. And it's being done with the full support of the local police, who have to cover up the sexual violation of either Klebold or Harris by a police officer. You cannot let the public realize how sometimes the police do violate their responsibility, and then everybody covers for them. We've got a caller. Incidentally, I would comment that, did you ever wonder why the records on Columbine are still sealed? The records on Columbine are sealed. They've been destroyed. What are they covering up? They're afraid to let the public know about the corruption that preceded Columbine. There is the fact that in all probability there were other people involved. Who's giving us a call? Who's calling? Do we have a caller? Well, I guess not. Anyway, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and Stacy, how soon do you think that you'll be in court to actually hold these people to task?
Well, I'm not sure. It's as most people know, it's a very long, drawn-out process, and the reason they do that is to serve the public servants. Generates more revenue the longer they can take to resolve these issues. So we don't have a definite date. But I did want to comment on something you said about how Columbine files are sealed and they're covering up some things that people need to know. Over the past 18 months, as I've been in this justice system in Larimer County, I had been recording on my digital recorder the activities that was going on inside of the building and at the sheriff's office. And since my hearing on November 15, 2011, the entire Larimer County Justice Center now prohibits recording of any type, no photos, no audio recording. There are huge signs all over the building now preventing the people from holding these people accountable. So it's interesting. They're obviously covering up a lot of illegal activities that are occurring inside that building, and they're trying to hide their daily violations of the law and people's rights.
Okay, we'll get to the caller in just a minute. Just to get back, our number is 877-254-7524. We'll get to the callers.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, American Freedom Network and our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn. We have a caller. Do we have?
Hey, Dr. Stan.
Hey, who is it?
This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Okay, Jim, good to have you with us. Question or comment?
Well, my comment, what Stacy is dealing with here is a very corrupt judicial system. I managed to get through almost 50-some years of my life, never being in jail. And when I moved to Colorado, I wound up in jail over here over a traffic accident in Larimer County. And so we've renamed it Livermore County. And the same judicial system has put, maybe Stacy can help me, Tim McMasters in jail for 10 years, and he had to wind up suing the city, and he wound up suing the county for $5 million each, but they took 10 years of this man's life away. And a lawyer out of the venue of Larimer County down in Denver that was involved in getting him out on DNA evidence said that Larimer County has one of the most judicially corrupt judicial systems in the state of Colorado. That was the lawyer's comment, the defense lawyer. Good. So anyways, I just thought I'd throw that in. I have a friend that's been put in jail over the travel issue. He was in court, had a jury trial. The judge, Judge Lynch, would not allow evidence, Supreme Court evidence, to be produced by the defendant in his behalf. This is the kind of court we're dealing with. This is a kangaroo court system they got here.
Well, then, but what you need to do is get the people up in arms and throw the scoundrels out. You know, every single one of them. I mean, the people who are there who are not speaking out. They may be legislators, and they're afraid to speak out. They don't deserve to be legislators. For those that are, give them all support you can. Anything else you'd like to say? I guess caller gone. I guess so. Stacy, do you have a telephone number? Do you have a website? Anything you'd like to get out? Then we'll get to the next caller.
There is a group in Denver has established a fund and a way to communicate about this case. And that address is For the Benefit of Stacy Lynn, P.O. Box 2011, Arvada, Colorado, 820001. Again, that's P.O. Box 20111 in Arvada, Colorado, 820001.
Post Office Box 82001, is that right?
It's Post Office Box 2011.
2011 in Arvada. Okay, who's our caller? We have another caller.
Oh, hello, this is John from Johnstown, Colorado. And
hi, John.
Actually, I wrote a little song about our wonderful Larimer County. Do you mind if I sang it?
Well, why don't you just say it rather than sing it? But go ahead.
Oh, say it? Oh, okay. It's to the tune of Home on the Range, so the title of the song is Home on Deranged Larimer County. And it starts, oh, give me a home where the criminals roam and the skies are all smoky and gray. Home, home on deranged Larimer County where the crooks and the criminals all play. They've never, ever heard a discouraging word because their friends are in high places to stay. Home, home on the range where the criminals, where the crooks and the criminals all play. They'll arrest you without a warrant because their actions are so abhorrent and their friends are in high places to stay. Home, home on the range, where the crooks and the criminals all play. They'll attach a GPS to your car to track you from afar because their friends are in high places to stay. Home, home on the range, where the crooks and the criminals all play. They'll steal your little child and dismiss all the complaints that you have filed, because their friends are in high places to stay. And that's the end.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Appreciate your call.
You bet.
Okay, Stacy, well, you're stimulating a lot of controversy, and this is what we need to get people to understand, and hopefully if they hear your story, then they may, and we have a wonderful talk we're hearing on Agenda 21, the covert agenda, and it'll be available. This is one we're going to be giving, and it explains to people that there really is a plan. It's to impoverish the American people. It is to eliminate a large percentage of our population and to raise our living standards to that of people in the Sudan and in Chad. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to cut down our use of our cars, of electricity. They want to deindustrialize America. They want to lower our living standards. And if the people don't get involved, they deserve it. If the people don't get involved, they observe it, they deserve it. And our job is to get the information out and using certainly the message that Stacy has put out. Remember, if it can happen to Stacy, it can happen to anybody out there in the audience. Our number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question. Have a comment. You agree or disagree? Well, Stacy, what do your lawyers tell you? Do you think you've got a good chance of getting the case through?
We do. For Jaden's case, we have filed a stay and an appeal at the State Court of Appeals, so we finally got it out of Larimer County. It took us 5 months to work through all of the corruption in the Larimer County judicial system, so we're finally at the state level. We're hopeful that the stay will be granted so that my son can come home and start to heal from the trauma that they have inflicted upon him. And because the sheriff has actually admitted to the mainstream media that he was secretly following me for 5 months, not only just following me with the GPS device, but actually had deputies trying to find me and to take the device off without me knowing, that's a pretty good case. And so I think we do have some pretty good attorneys who are lining up for that GPS tracking lawsuit. He's admitted he did it, and he has admitted that he was secretly following me. So that's disturbing to most people. It's actually very terrifying to know that you have been followed, especially by a corrupt law enforcement organization.
Him personally, not just against the sheriff's department, but against him personally.
He said his deputies were following me, and I don't know if he ever followed me himself. That'll come out, of course, in discovery.
If he gave the order, he is responsible.
That's right. He is ultimately responsible because he is the sheriff. So he did try to blame his deputies for the mistake.
Oh, I see. I had nothing to do with it. I was shocked at those terrible deputies trying to protect me. We'll be back in a moment right here.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit American527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Stacy Lynn, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And is Denver in Larimer County? I don't know Colorado that well, Stacy.
No, Denver is in Denver County, and the city of Fort Collins is the main city in Larimer County. We also have Loveland and Estes Park and some smaller counties or smaller cities in Larimer County. But Fort Collins is the main city in Larimer County.
Okay, now, does certainly this radio station that they get into that area quite well?
Yes, actually, you have listeners all over the state. This morning, I know for a fact that people are tuning in because they are interested in this, especially this GPS tracking device that was illegally on my car for 5 months. But I would like people to know that the officials in Larimer County have done a very good job at attempting to discredit me. One of the main ways they've done that is a powerful official in this county began spreading a rumor, very dangerous and false rumor about me, that I had supposedly claimed I was a sovereign citizen. At no time did I claim I was a sovereign citizen, but they're saying that so that people don't really believe what I'm saying, or they are afraid of me. I'm not a sovereign citizen. I have not ever declared that. What I have said is that I am a law-abiding woman and that I believe in the United States Constitution. That seems to be causing the officials a great deal of discomfort because I do know the law. I understand the Constitution. I am not an attorney, but I do have the ability to understand what the Constitution says, how it is written, and because I understand that the officials in Larimer County are violating the Constitution and breaking their own statutes, that's causing them some trouble.
And, of course, basically, are they going right along with ICLEI?
They are.
See, that is this is a subversive organization, and this is what we must stress. It is a subversive organization aimed at circumventing the Constitution and the destruction of freedom. And we have to attack them. We can't be on the defensive. We've got to begin to attack them. We've got to get them replaced. They're government employees, and they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're violating it. Then we should sue to have them fired. And I'll tell you, there's nothing a bureaucrat hates more than the threat of losing his comfortable job. Here in California, a lot of our government employees are making up to $200,000 a year, complaining, you know, they want more and more and more. What we need to do is start firing government officials and holding them accountable for what they're doing. And anybody who supports ICLEI and sustainable development and Agenda 21 is involved in subversive activity, because these are the antithesis of our constitutional system, and we need to not be afraid to use the word treason and subversive in dealing with
it. Along those lines, I had asked the Larimer County Commissioners a few months ago to consider bringing charges against the sheriff or asking for an investigation into the sheriff's illegal activities. And one of the commissioners actually laughed at me on record. And so that's the attitude that a lot of these officials have, is that this is just a one big joke. And when you mention treason in Larimer County, they don't seem to understand what the word means.
Well, I think we need to get people involved, and people are going to have to start running for office. Basically, the enemies of freedom have a slogan. Think globally, but act locally. Take over local government. That's what it's all about. And believe me, they spent a lot of money and time to take over our local government. We need to have patriots, men and women who believe in freedom, who are willing to run for political office, make the sacrifice, and then stand up for our Constitution and get rid of the subversive element. And we need to start talking about subversion and treason. As someone once said, you know, none dare call it treason. Treason doth prosper, because if treason prospers, none dare call it treason. And that's what's happening. These treasonous activities are doing very, very well. People are making a lot of money. And of course, it's very great. It's just, if you're a government official, you get all the perks and benefits. And what they're doing is taking away our freedom step by step by step. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. We've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program here, Stacey.
Yes, I would like to finish with a little bit more focus on Justin Smith, the sheriff of Larimer County. He actually ran for office as a constitutional sheriff. A lot of people believed him when he said that he was a proponent of the United States Constitution, and we believed that he was going to enforce the law. He ran against a man named Jay Harrison, who also worked for the sheriff's department. And as soon as Sheriff Smith was elected, he fired Deputy Jay Harrison. And Mr. Harrison is now suing Sheriff Justin Smith as well for that illegal firing. So we have a problem in Larimer County. It's hard for me to be in the middle of all of this, because for the past 4 years, I've tried to protect the taxpayers and their property and help them learn about what their constitutional rights are. And this is going to cost the taxpayers a massive amount of money.
Well, but so you see, you have to do that, and you may not want to do it, and I may not want to profit from this at all, but you have to do it to get their attention, especially now when our counties are strapped. They're running out of money. They're going to have to stop repairing the roads and the potholes, and they're going to have to quit paying their high salaries to the subversive element. But until the average individual is hurt and suddenly realize there are big potholes or a section of the road that can't be repaired because there's not money there, and it's their fault because they've allowed these things to happen, and they've allowed wicked people to take positions of power, and they're not involved in the political process making sure the people in office are representing them. And they've got to quit thinking about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and start thinking about what's happening locally, because that's where our freedom is being eroded. Stacey, God bless you. Everything you do. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
That's one.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, it's time to ask here at the American Community Network. The time I have to remind all this is my ministry primarily listener supported. We're losing a couple of our advertisers, not because they're not doing well with the advertising with us, but because of their other personal problems. So if you are in a position to help us, we could certainly use that help right now, because we don't want to have to give up any of our stations, but we're going to have to if we cannot raise sufficient support. So if you're in a position to help financially or to buy our products or certainly to advertise with us, if you have something you'd like to advertise, our numbers, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Your job out there is to get people to understand Agenda 21, the sustainable development, the subversive activities that are going on in America today, and understand that there pretty are wicked and evil people out there, and we have to be involved. If you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. And you're either going to stand up and get involved and put your time and your effort and your money now, or you're not going to have any money. You're going to live in abject poverty for the rest of your life, and you deserve to. And believe me, these people, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, are a subversive lot. They're evil. They worship a different god. They are anti-humanitarian, because they pretty want to kill off the majority of people in the world. They've already killed or prevented the births of at least 4 to 6 billion people. They are in the process of killing millions of people a day. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning the whales. They intend upon killing off billions more with wars. So they're going to take us into a war with the Muslim world. They're going to simply develop new diseases and release these diseases. They have the full facilities, certainly as military, creating diseases. They have created new diseases. There are a number of them that are plaguing the people in America today. Diseases like AIDS, which is a manufactured disease. And if you've never heard my material on AIDS, I spent 10 years researching that subject and even went to the CDC and talked to the number of men there. One man of the CDC, Jim Curran, said, "Why don't you do what's right, Jim, and try to stop the disease?" And he said, "What can I do? I'm caught in the middle of this thing." And I said, "Well, if I were you, I'd just quit." And he did. He went to work at Emory University. I've had public health officials come up to me and say, "Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. But you keep up the good work." And 40 million people have died unnecessarily by this man-generated disease, and we have the CDC records showing that they were creating new diseases. You're never going to hear this discussed on the media. A disease, of course, is designed to target blacks, which is why in the United States, almost half of the people who died or who are infected today are black. You think that's happening by accident? We're dealing with evil people. You need to get my material on planned population reduction, on the none dare call it genocide. Number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Do you care as long as they're black? What happens if they're targeting your children? Well, till tomorrow at the same time.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure